Jason Aldean's a country artist. He has said something I haven't heard too many other singers or celebrities or rock stars say. Here's what he's against. Let's see how Chris Dim falls on this. Encores.
I'm not a big encore guy. I feel like I hate when artists kind of bait them into that. You know, it's like, oh, I'm not going to play one of my biggest songs so that you guys cheer when I'm done for me to come back out and do this, right? Like, and I always tell them, listen, I'm going to just play you guys everything we got, and when it's over, right? Like, that's it. I'm not going to go off stage for 5 minutes and wait for you guys to cheer for me to come back out. Like, let's just play everything we got. When we leave the stage, it's done.
I love that idea. I do. I love it.
Encores? I'm against it. You know, just do what Jason Aldean does. Say, look, I'm going to play everything in my catalog. When I leave, go on home.
Lights up.
That's it.
Start the car.
I'm done. Get on out of here.
I already like Jason Aldean, but he just moved up my list.
Amen, brother. We're on the same page here
today.
I
hate it too.
I do too.
I hate that. I hate the encore.
Yeah.
Because we all know.
Yeah.
Of course, the people still cheer like it's their surprise when they come back out. But I hate that. And if I was the artist, like, maybe it's just how I treat this show, but when I see the finish line,
that's it.
Yeah, I mean, to me, that's
he's
like,
out the door.
He's out the
to
door.
To me, that's like me getting in my car and you, Chris Kelly, calling me, going, "Hey, come back. We got to do
one
more.
Let's do one more segment. Let's do our most popular thing. Let's play a put up or shut up game. Come on, come on."
Yeah, I mean, I'm ready to go.
It would be like us not playing the game today and then waiting till like 5 minutes after the show's over and go, "All right, we'll do it. You've clamored for it enough. Let's go do it."
In his case, I'm sure he's like, "All right, we got to go back out and play Dirt Road Anthem."
Right, right. Now, you can finish with your biggest song. I have no problem. Obviously, you build to the finish.
Absolutely.
Whatever. But I love that attitude.
Well, sometimes the artists, they need a break. They get a drink. They towel off. They change their shirts. I mean, you know, there's a wardrobe change. And yeah, it's become pretty stilted in many ways nowadays.
Well, that's the thing.
It used to be organic. You know, the crowd didn't want to leave.
Well, now that I like. You know, the very first person who ever did it.
It's probably from the opera days, right?
Oh, you think? Maybe it was.
Yeah, I mean, they were called curtain calls. I mean, people would demand that the artist come out and sing one more aria or something.
I thought a curtain call was you just came out and bowed.
And maybe bow.
Yeah. But the first, The Eagles in 1977 do. I bet they did. They did encore.
I'm sure they did.
Yeah. They just waited for people. I know they did.
Once again, in our case, though, we don't get curtain calls. We get emails. They're like, "Hey, you idiots. You bozos didn't play Put Up or Shut Up today."
Yeah. Right.
Get your butt back in that studio.
And play it. That's right. You lazy sack of crap.
I didn't know. My first real concert, Doobie Brothers, 1976. I didn't know what an encore was.
Mm-hmm.
And the Doobies said, you know, "Thank you, good night." I can't remember what they played. So my friend Craig Simmons and Philip Risk, we got up and started. We were kids,
yes.
So we headed for the exits, and then the lights went down again.
Yeah,
and we could hear music coming from the Coliseum, and just it's like, wait a minute, I know that song. That's Rocking Down the Highway.
Right.
We missed the encore because we didn't know what it was.
As a young person, you had no idea. Did you turn around and go back, or did
because Craig's mom was there.
Well, that's.
She's outside in her powder blue VW.
Doing the whistle.
Yeah.
Let's go. Yeah. I get it. The first time you go, okay.
Mm-hmm. But by the second concert, Boston, I knew.
Then you knew. I mean, you just know. And now, I think you're right. Everybody in the Coliseum knows. Nobody leaves. And it's just this dance. We have to sit there and go, you know, cheer for them to come back.
But some artists like Bruce Springsteen will do repeated encores.
Yes. Oh, yes.
And you never know whatever strikes the artist.
You see him come out two and three times. I want to say I appreciate the mentality of Jason Aldean. I like the fact that he says, "I'm going to play everything in my arsenal. When I leave this stage, it's over." In fact, I would appreciate if he'd say, "Three songs to go, y'all. Three songs."
Mm-hmm.
And
you call your Ubers.
Two songs to go. Right. Exactly. Get
in
ready.
Fact, you know how I am. I want them to know the songs. I'd list them off in case somebody wanted to leave early.
Exactly.
Because, you know, I love Motley Crue, but I hate Home Sweet Home, which is their closer. So I learned to start looking up the set list, and I knew the encore was Home Sweet Home, so we'd boogie. Well, let's go.
We are on the set. You
what
and me.
What a fun crowd. Sitting there ticking off the song by song.
Right. You and me and Jason Aldean.
One time we had such great seats to Motley Crue, too, that I'm pretty sure Nikki Sixx saw us leaving. Like, we're right by where they go to the back towards the crowd, and they rise up on this riser. And, I mean, we were right there, like, dead eye contact with them. And I looked at my buddy. I'm like, "Yeah, let's beat it." So I'm pretty sure he saw us get up and leave as they started playing.
Nikki Sixx. Yeah, we're gonna, you're going to miss Home Sweet Home. Yeah. Did he yell
we're
at you?
We're not done.
We're not done yet. You know Home Sweet Home's coming.
Yep,
yeah.
I do.
Yeah, I'm leaving. That's it. Well,
it's my least favorite song.
I don't like
it. It's a hard skip for me.
I don't like it.
I looked up the set list already.
Here's the story from France. I got to tell you, I'm disappointed. I'm disappointed with the country of France. Mm,
the entire nation.
The entire nation. Because of stricter laws, age verification laws for using the internet, Pornhub has said, we're out of France. We're no longer going to be available in France, period.
We've experienced the same.
Even if you do the ID dance like some people do in the U.S.
Okay.
They're done with it. No more Pornhub in France. Their parent company and some other adult websites, YouPorn and RedTube, have ceased operations in France because France's government is cracking down on that age restriction. And they're like, we're not even going to go through it. We're just going to leave. We'll see you over here in England. We're not going to be here in France.
Get yourself a VPN.
You know what else France did recently is they cut out smoking in any area where a child might be. Beaches, parks, even outdoors.
Smoking
cigarettes.
Yeah. Yes, I read about this. And the fact is that the people of France are not happy.
Well, they're
still
smokers.
A lot of smokers.
They love the smoke, yeah.
And they're like, even if I'm outside.
That's right. Even outside. Wherever there's a good chance a child may be in those kinds of areas, you know, parks and...
all your cafes.
Cafes and all of those places are now without smoking. That's really, that's a lot. You know, basically you can only smoke in your house at this point.
Or
your car or out back behind the office, you know.
Mm-hmm. Now, I will tell you, here where we are in North Carolina, I did see there's a bill going around that would raise the age you can buy nicotine products. From 18 to 21.
I'm against it.
Really?
What? No, I'm for it.
I'm
for that.
In fact, they had a group of young teenagers kind of like introducing this bill. And in a way, it kind of warmed my heart. I know it shouldn't have. But one girl described how she can't even go to the bathroom to use the bathroom between classes because all the stalls are filled up with vapors.
That's right.
And in my day, it was I couldn't go pee because all the stalls were filled up with smokers.
Right.
And the bathrooms just constantly smelled of urine and smoke. And I was like, well, it still happens.
It's just fruit of your smoke.
Yeah, it's just vape now.
Should I remind you that I was president of an organization called SASS, Students Against Student Smoking, when I was in the eighth grade. And I really was the pioneer of this.
I
was on the front end. I put up my posters with my picture waving my finger, like, do not smoke.
Sasshole.
It is what they called you.
There was a lot of graffiti.
That's what we called our clubhouse.
There was
Come on down to the Sasshole, everybody, and meet me.
We'll meet at the Sasshole later. Many days after people would... In fact, smoking rates went up because I reminded people, oh, yeah, you can smoke.
People would stub their cigs out on your posters.
On the poster.
Oh, yeah.
And I'd say, we need to reconvene at the Sasshole. And eventually, our organization was undone.
We're good here.